T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's 9:30 in 716.
You can't stop him over something. You can't.
For a cop on the street, everything can change in an instant.
You don't have to put him in a chokehold. He's not looking at him bleeding.
And so it did for two Buffalo police officers, Ronald Amberman and Michael Shue, who pulled over Quentin Suttles in Buffalo May 10th. I'm Tim Wenger on 9:30 in 716. Suttles was driving the wrong way on a one-way street when officers pulled him over and quickly suspected he was in possession of marijuana. The arrest escalated. Suttles resists.
And you could hear it on the video, and it breaks my heart. I really want you to listen to that video. Listen to Mr. Suttle's screams and cries.
I don't have nothing, man. Yo, baby, please. Yo, baby, can you please record this, baby?
Eagle, what? What's going on?
Yo, baby, can you record this, baby, please?
Eagle, yo, babe, he's trying to go.
Record this, baby, please.
Stay out of the car. Stay out of the car. He's trying to get his pants.
Yep, he's going right now.
Again, clearly it makes no sense that he puts up this type of resistance and fight if he's got nothing on him.
All these videos, difficult as they are to watch, are available at WBEN.com if you choose. And of course, there are two sides to this story, one on behalf of Suttles, who is now planning to file suit, and one on behalf of the officers through the police union. Perhaps the best way to understand what happened and make any kind of judgment is to listen to, perhaps watch as well if you choose, the arrest as it unfolds.
You got your ID,
yeah.
All right. Not in the car, a little bit of marijuana, is there?
No, nothing.
Nah, where are you guys trying to get to?
No, go back home. My mother's house.
Where's home?
On Barbara.
Barbara?
Barbara Street off Genesee.
Off Genesee?
Yeah.
So now that you got a little bit of weed in the car, that's it? I mean, I smell it. You
just
smoke?
Yeah, we just got enough smoke.
Yeah, there's a little right. Empty baggy there, maybe, or something.
All right, cool. Do me a favor. You can just set that down real quick, and I'm going to step out there. Like your bulk or prick me. No. Okay. Do you have a license, or...? You have a valid driver's license?
Yes.
Alright, cool. A permit? You have your license though? Do you got anything in your pants, man?
No, sir.
That's you?
No, sir.
Is this you?
No, that's me.
That's you?
Me.
Okay.
That's me.
Alright, that's it. He's alright. You got the elastic on?
No, I don't got shit.
No, I'm saying the elastic underwear.
Oh, no, I don't got nothing. No, I don't know what type of underwear.
Alright. Set your stuff right here. What do you got there, dude?
That ain't nothing.
What, you got a pot or something?
No, that ain't nothing.
Dude. You got something.
That's not nothing. Son.
Don't be stupid.
Here.
Hold on. Please. Don't be dumb.
Sir, that's not
Don't be
nothing.
Stupid. Just chill.
Please, man.
Just
please,
chill.
That's not nothing.
All right, just chill.
On the ground, okay?
Just chill.
Please, that's not
Listen,
nothing.
Man,
please.
We don't want to fight with you. Just don't be cool,
on, man,
all right? Just be cool.
Though, sir.
Dude,
come
just
on,
be cool.
Sir, please,
don't
man,
be stupid.
On, man. That's not
be
ground,
cool.
Right?
Put your hands behind
your hands right back?
Yes, I am.
Get your hands
yes,
out of your pocket.
I'm not in my pocket. Yo.
Your hands are in your pocket.
You be the judge. As Suttles resists and denies he's in possession of any drugs, the situation escalates. Officers bring him to the ground and are seen on the video punching him in the face repeatedly as he lies partially under the vehicle and wheel. A witness filming on a cell phone and screaming.
Get off of him! Get off of him! Stop! No! Don't touch him! No!
Stop!
Don't touch him! No!
Dude, he's reaching his pants. Dude,
stop!
He's
you're gonna hurt him! Dude. You're gonna hurt him!
Enough!
Get Let off of him!
Let it go!
I don't have nothing!
Let it go!
Eagle.
You're gonna hurt him!
Let it go! Let it go, dude. You're making this way worse on yourself.
Stop!
Yes, sir.
Listen, man, please stop.
Babe.
Stop!
Stop! Stop! You can't hit him like that! You can't hit him like that!
You're trying to eat your
drugs! You can't hit him like that, though!
Stop!
Look at his head!
No, I'm dying.
Dude, you need to stop!
Get off him!
Yo, they got me.
Get off of him!
Stop.
You can't kill
stop.
Him over something. You can't.
Dude, he's in
get off of him. You don't have to put him in a chokehold. You don't have to put him in a chokehold. He's not. Look at him bleeding.
I don't have anything.
Get off of him.
Huh?
Get off of him. Get off of him. No. Get off of him. Get off of him. Get off of him. Get off of him. Get off of him.
Okay, babe. Stop. Don't resist, babe.
Yo,
babe. Babe, don't resist.
Yo, babe, I'm not.
Stop.
They got me under the trunk.
Stop. Get off of him. He's not doing anything. He's not.
Stop.
Back up off. Put your hands behind
your
back.
I'm not doing anything.
I'm done, y'all.
You done?
Yes. I'm done.
It's okay, babe. It's okay.
That got me bleeding.
It's okay, right, babe. It's okay.
I'm gonna die, man.
It's okay, baby. Man?
Nothing, man.
Here,
my arm is broke.
My eye is
look
swollen.
Look at my
shut.
Baby.
Can't help
it,
boy.
I can't help myself.
Can't help
my hand. I'm trying to turn around. I'm not doing nothing, y'all. I'm not doing nothing.
I just don't want them to hurt
around.
Him.
I'm not doing nothing. I'm not doing nothing. Please, I'm not doing nothing. Please, I'm not doing nothing, man. Please, y'all can take me in and search me. And please, babe, I hope you got all this on before.
I did. Because
when they find nothing on me.
Did all that for no reason.
I'm
for
sorry.
No reason?
Nothing.
No one does that for
nothing.
No
for nothing. Look how you were treating him.
Do you see how it started?
Yeah, okay. Okay.
How it started, sir?
How to start?
Did you pull us over for what? What did you pull us over for?
Hard times.
I didn't reach
him. I was pleading with you. Please stop.
Sir,
I said, please stop.
He's grabbing my nuts, sir. He said, what is this?
No.
The same way. The same way happened last time. The same way happened last time. He's grabbing my nuts. I said, what's this? He said, this you? I said, yes. He was grabbing my dick.
Then
he go under.
I squeezed. There wasn't your dick. How much is it?
Nothing, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No, if you find, no, I guarantee you.
It's okay, baby. It's okay.
Please.
It's okay.
Please, I can't move my.
It's okay. It's
arm,
okay,
y'all.
Babe. Just don't move. Don't move.
Please. I cannot use my arm.
Don't move.
Huh?
Ooh.
I cannot move my
it's
arm.
It's okay,
y'all.
Babe. Just don't move.
I
okay.
can't move my arm, y'all.
It's okay.
Can
you
I sit up at least?
What street are we on?
Where you going, man?
Can I sit up
Madison?
At least, y'all?
Where you going, man?
Can I sit up at least?
Hold on. No.
Please.
Sorry.
Please, man. Can I sit up, man? I have my arm, man.
Stop.
Yo, please, man. Can I sit up, man? Please, can I sit up?
Can I see your butt?
Yo, what do you have? Nothing in my...
It's merely a case of Mr. Suttles not realizing that, you know, use of force is permissible and in his case was necessary in order for them to overcome, you know, his resistance.
More on that perspective from the police union in a moment.
We looked at all the facts that are available, all the evidence, including body cam footage of the officers on site, or whatever ones had body cam footage. We reviewed the witness video that was published on Facebook right around Mother's Day when this happened. And we reviewed the police reports and the medical records.
A much different perspective from attorney Josh Ramos, who is representing Suttles. He stood alongside Suttles Friday and detailed a notice of claim filed against the officers, the BPD, the city, and Commissioner Byron Lockwood.
Our end result is we think these officers acted outside the scope of Article 35, which justifies the use of force by an officer during arrest, as well as it violated Buffalo's use of force policy, and it well constituted an assault. And we believe there's also a perjury that was committed on the sworn to documents by the officers. When taking this case for Quinton, we have two goals in mind. One is on behalf of Quinton and anyone else in the city of Buffalo and locally, we want to effectuate change, first and foremost. It is important to us that the wrongs had by Mr. Suttles, and as well as experienced by many other people both here, locally, nationally, things need to change. So, and I love the naysayers who say, if you're not doing anything wrong, the police wouldn't bug you. Well, that is what happened here initially. Mr. Suttles was in the car driving, not doing anything wrong. These two officers, Ammerman and Shue, they walked by or drove by and seen two African Americans in a car, and they said, hell, let's follow them. And they followed him for 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. And then what happened, like most other people do, they committed a minor traffic violation. And we're admitting right now he definitely went the wrong way down a one-way street. There is no issue with that. As soon as Mr. Suttles did that, they immediately pulled him over. Two officers got out of the car and started asking questions. They asked for the license, and Mr. Suttles had no problem turning it over. They said, we smell marijuana. Again, no issue with that. Marijuana, under New York laws, most likely not even a criminal offense. And as a result of the marijuana smell, they asked Mr. Suttles to get out of the car, and this is the video that we shared with you. It was from the police body cam. You can clearly see Mr. Suttles getting out of the car with his hands in the air, no issue whatsoever. Gets out of the car, hands up, getting searched and patted down. And mind you, if you've seen the video, what he's wearing is gym clothes. It's easy to pat down, easy to feel. If he had a gun on him or a knife or a weapon, that's something an officer who has any skill is going to be able to find. And during the stop and frisk or during the pat down search, they ended up grabbing his genitals for a prolonged period of time. I don't know why. One of the questions I got asking, could the officer have thought it was a gun? I don't get it. I don't get why it's appropriate to hold someone in their genitals for 4 or 5 seconds asking it if that's Mr. Suttles. Then during the search, right after his genitals were grabbed, Mr. Suttles at no point made any aggressive movement towards the cops. At no point did he try to evade or avoid after he's been compliant this whole time. He's then told, put your hands behind your back. And then all Mr. Suttles had said, which is in the video, the one provided, there was no edits to it, that said, I am trying, you know, please, I'm being compliant. And then out of nowhere, they tackled him to the ground. While they're laying on him, yelling at him to put his hands behind your back, which when you're extended with your right hand out, which is now broken, it's hard to comply when you have the weight of an officer asking you to put your hand behind your back. And you could hear it on the video, and it breaks my heart. I really want you to listen to that video. Listen to Mr. Suttle's screams and cries. Baby taped this, and it's fear. It's natural. It's real. It is fear. So when the friend gets out of the car and starts taping, the next thing you see is Mr. Suttles with his hands being covered by both officers, being punched numerous times in the face, and it resulted in a broken eye socket and a broken scapula.
The Suttles filing comes in the wake of the Martin Gugino incident that occurred after in Niagara Square when Gugino was pushed by officers during the breakup of a protest. Gugino sustaining a serious head injury in that incident. Two officers suspended and charged with felony counts. The officers in the Suttles case are not charged and remain on the job.
No one should have been suspended, and you know, obviously, in either case. I think it was a knee-jerk reaction. The DA, I don't know, jumped to conclusions or felt pressure or whatever.
John Evans is the president of the Buffalo Police Benevolent Association and walks us through his thinking on the Suttles incident.
Well, I have seen what's been on TV. I haven't seen their, I have not seen the full body cams. But from what I've seen, it's merely a case of Mr. Suttles not realizing that, you know, use of force is permissible, and in his case was necessary in order for them to overcome, you know, his resistance. You know, when he claims he didn't have anything or what have you, then why, you know, I have to ask, why did he fight with the police like he did, right? If he had nothing to hide, why didn't he just follow their direction and, you know, take his hands out of his pants and, you know, move on? You know, the day keeps going, but instead he chooses this route and, you know, obviously led to his arrest.
I know seeing one of the officers was saying he was trying to eat drugs or something to that effect. Do you know if, in fact, drugs were recovered at the scene?
No, to my knowledge, they weren't. You know, maybe a more thorough search, you know, could possibly have been done under that vehicle or what have you. I don't know that that was the case. My guess is in an instance like that, you really just want to get the individual out of that atmosphere or environment, and that, you know, people start, you know, gathering and things can turn really, really ugly, really quick. So, you know, again, and that's speculation that, you know, had a more thorough search been done subsequent to the incident that, you know, maybe something would have been recovered. Because, again, clearly it makes no sense that he puts up this type of resistance and fight if he's got nothing on him.
What are your thoughts on the body cam footage itself being released to the media at this point? Too soon? Too quick? Any thoughts?
Well, that was that's his civil attorney that decided that. You know, that mm-hmm. didn't come from, you know, our department or the DA's office. So, you know, he's trying to get an edge up, I guess, try to win something in the court of public opinion. But again, this will be it'll be reviewed by an adjoining county DA, is my understanding, and I cannot see any charges coming. But in that, you know, the individual was not cuffed. Had he been cuffed, yeah, we'd have guys would have a problem. But the use of force, their use of force, ended, you know, as soon as he was, you know, brought under control. So I don't see any issue with it at all.
Was the use of force justified, necessary? Two cases will be pivotal for the Buffalo Police Department: the Gugino case in criminal court and the Suttles case in civil court.
That's 9:30 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.